Shepherd's coming home, a Triple M Giant Day for breakfast. Well, better late than never.
Absolutely.
Bill Shorten, opposition leader, has finally made it to our studio this morning. Morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm here with Belinda Hassan, our candidate in Dawson. Lovely morning in Mackay.
What happened? The bus breakdown or what's going on there? Because I know you're driving around in a bus.
It is really... It's unusual to have a 45-foot form of transport, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Have you had to reverse that thing at any stage?
No, mate, no, there's a skilled driver called Simon who does all of the thinking work.
We were actually talking
I can't even reverse a trailer down a boat ramp. Mate, that is one of the hardest tasks invented.
We were actually talking about this yesterday when we knew you were coming up via bus. Is it like a tour bus where there's like a bed out the back of it? Or
I wish.
No.
Just seats. There is a toilet.
Is there full of like people who are just talking political stuff and you're like, I just want a break from that for now?
No. It's full of people who, we've got media and I've got some staff. And Belinda was on the bus yesterday from the Mackay Ring Road Works where we've announced the second stage, $280 million, 418 jobs for locals, just saying. But getting back to your question on the bus... it's pretty chilled, actually.
Okay.
You know, if you've got to do the long-distance driving, it's good to be able to stretch your legs occasionally.
Now, let's get a ladies perspective from that. Belinda, have you seen the bus? Is the bus up to ladies' scratch, do you think?
The bus is fine. I'm actually going on the bus this morning.
Okay, right.
Good stuff. Who's the one that's killing it when it comes to I Spy?
Oh, we haven't got that far yet.
No. Right. We do the Spotify lists, though.
I tried to get a Graham Connors CD, but Graham's out of town at Tamworth at the moment, so...
You said Spotify. What are you listening to on Spotify?
Well, we've had a big debate between my staff and I. I still think the 80s was one of the best decades.
Yes, for that one, baby.
You've got it from both of us.
I've got a 9-year-old daughter, so she's been getting me to some of the more modern songs. So I can't get that George Ezra song out of my head, Shotgun. But, you know, millennial staff just can't believe it because I'm telling them songs they haven't heard. I'd say to these 20-year-olds, you're getting old now. It's the 9-year-olds taking over the world.
Now, speaking of getting old, I've been in this breakfast show for many, many years now. And it feels like for many, many years we've been talking about this ring road. Now, $280 million you guys have promised if you get elected into government this year. What makes this year different to getting that money come through so we can actually get this ring road finished?
Because we'll be the government. We won't just sit around talking for 6 years. Quick history of the Mackay Ring Road. Back in 2012, 2013, Labor commissioned the $10 million feasibility study. You've got to do the work, you know, how much does it cost, all of that. And then it did all that. Then the current government, basically sat on their hands till 2017, 2018. We came along and announced, and they eventually started the first stage.
Yeah.
Which is good. I was out there talking to some of the blokes working on the job. The workforce out there doing a tip-top job. On schedule, finished by mid of May 20. But what we did last year is we came out here, Belinda and I, in about August, I think.
February last year.
February, March. I come here so often. Product placement for myself. And
just get yourself a house at Dolphin Heads, mate. You'll be right.
I don't know if I can afford to buy another there, but that's the Toorak of the North. I said that we would put a $100 million down payment. Now, of course, as the polls have shown, the government's in trouble, and as they keep killing off their leaders, they've had a panic attack and realised they've done insufficient. So the federal government has also said they want to do the second stage. We've said, we've confirmed we'll do the full $280 million of the second stage.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means practically for listeners is that the first stage is about 11 kilometres of work, the second stage 8.2. It'll complete the ring road. It'll mean 418 jobs at least. What it means also to the men and women working on that job now is that one of the big problems in civil construction is that when a job comes to an end, it's like famine and feast. When the job's on, great, money's coming in, super, but you don't know where your next job's coming from.
Mm.
Because Labor's the party of blue-collar workers, we know that if you can guarantee ongoing work, which we will, so we move seamlessly from stage one to stage two, means literally hundreds of the workers there, many of whom are locals, know that they've got 4 or 5 years of really tip-top income coming in. That's good news. That means, you know, you can get a loan. It means that you can sink in roots into the community.
Well, look, we wish for this to happen. We're going to watch it. And if it built, we're going to call you on it. We'll call you. You know we will. We've called you on it before. If
you call me on a whole range of things.
Of course.
You guys are the Tiberiuses of the telephone.
we attempt our best.
We try our best. But look, I'd like to end things on a bit of a fun note. Are you ready to take on today's challenge? We did give your people the heads up and hopefully they've passed it on to you.
What challenge? It's the first I've heard of it.
Well, it's Australia Day this weekend. So we thought, okay, what better than a sausage sandwich, but yeah.
How about a circumnavigation and a replica boat around Australia? God,
That was our second option.
We don't have a lazy $7 million.
So, we've got a lamb sausage on bread there for you, I think.
Because lamb is on Australia Day.
His lamb is good.
Absolutely. Oh, so you're going to go head-to-head against Che on how fast you can eat one of these things.
The whole thing. Oh, my God, this bread is staler than they used to give the convicts.
Well, you can blame Jay on that one.
Seriously,
he actually
bought it this morning at Servo.
Yeah, I tell you, you got it out of the remainder bit. What is the use of this bread? Is literally back with the ark. They bought that on the Endeavour.
That's why we're celebrating that this morning.
Let's just go with the sausage then.
The actual sausage?
Yeah,
then?
That one I'm not carb loading too, right. Boys. I'm not as svelte as you fellas.
So, yeah, okay. Turn it up.
Oh,
okay.
I race you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we've got 60 seconds on
How
the clock.
How big is your sausage? I can't believe I just asked that.
What?
No, Dave, you should be filming this. all right, so we've got 60 seconds on the clock. I'd never thought goodness. I'd hear the opposition say, how big is your sausage? All right, here we go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, and they're off and running. And I can tell you what, Bill knows how to scoff a sauce. It's already in. Hang on a second. No, you've got to swallow it. Actually, that didn't sound right.
Don't make me laugh. I'm choking. Oh, that didn't sound good enough.
Okay, they're still going. And I mean, it's one of those thick sausages as well. You know, because nobody likes a thin sausage.
It's hard to do breakfast radio when you're eating sausages while on
air. Okay, you're still going? They're both. Well, Jay's still got a little bit. He's got the tip left.
Dave! Here we are.
Oh, hang on. We're close.
Who's on you?
Hang on.
We're waiting.
Hang on.
See, this is the. Okay, he's coming over the other. Bill's going over the other side of the desk with Jay there. We're getting very close to it, and Jay has scored it.
Thank you,
I'm Bill Shorten.
I'm gonna hug out of Bill Shorten
to save his life. He was choking him.
Oh my God, I'm going to regret that in about an hour from now. It's called, what do you call it, repeating.
Cool. That wasn't the most fun thing I've done as opposition leader.
Well, at least you'll remember this.
Give me question time with Daniel, but over that any day.
Mate, thanks very much for joining us in the studio this morning. Belinda, as always, it's great to see you as well.
Thanks,
guys. And please keep running for that ring road, and we'll certainly...
Are we emotionally drained after that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look, I feel like we're all a bit closer than we were.
Yeah, I think everyone would be emotionally drained after swallowing a sausage.
I need to lay down now. Thanks for joining us this morning, guys. There's no response back.
Good enothing to say.
All right, Jay.
Nah, I'm just happy.
You're on Triple M.